Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1433, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. State of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank, Fulton County. Fulton Superior Court, extraordinary motion for new trial. Georgia Fulton County. Personally appeared R.R. Arnold, Morris Brandon, Herbert J. Haas, Leonard Haas, and L.Z. Rosser, who upon oath deposes and states that they did not, at the date of the trial, nor until after the Supreme Court had affirmed the case of Leo M. Frank, have any knowledge of the facts and circumstances set out in Exhibit A, hereto attached, that these deponents, except Morris Brandon, who did not have active control of the case, and whose firm was represented by L.Z. Rosser, made diligent search to find out all about the connection of James Conley with the murder of Mary Fagan, and these deponents, and neither of them, had any knowledge of any of the facts and circumstances set out in Exhibit A, hereto attached, at the date of the trial of Leo M. Frank, nor until the date of Exhibit A, hereto attached. These deponents knew nothing about the facts set out in Exhibit A, hereto attached, nor could they possibly have known the same by the exercise of any manner of diligence. Signed, L.Z. Rosser, R.R. Arnold Leonard Haas, Herbert J. Dot Haas, Morris Brandon, sworn to and subscribed before me this 23rd day of April, 1914. Signed, Leo Strauss, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. This amendment allowed and ordered filed this April 24th, 1914. Signed, B.H. Hill, Judge S.C. Gay, filed in office this the 28th day of April, 1914, F.W. Myers, D. Cluck,